All the buttons are running crazy. What? What are you looking at?
It sounded like organ music.
It is. It's very, well, we're trying to, you know, I wanted it to be very, you know.
Ethereal?
What?
Ethereal.
Listen. Don't flaunt your college learning on us. It's your big words.
That's about as big as it gets.
My goodness, ethereal.
Remember where I went to college.
Yeah, well, remember who you're talking to, though. 312-981-7200 is our number. Karen Conti will be here after 8 o'clock. She'll be answering your legal questions at that very same number. So keep it handy, why don't you? Because I'll probably repeat it, but I might not. You never know what's going to happen. All right, so we've been teasing this. Roger could not wait. This is, I don't know, he's very jazzed about this. He doesn't even know what it's about. But, you know, Cody's getting married in October.
Yeah.
To his beautiful fiance, who we allegedly was doing a comparative literature talk in,
Utrecht.
Utrecht, which somebody texted in and said used to be the colored pencil capital of the world, Utrecht. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, we could look that up. But, and they also were very, very adamant that it's gummy bears, not gummy bears. So gummy bears and colored pencils. That's all we need to know. And Cody already taught us about the Rhine and Bavaria. So we've learned a lot tonight, haven't we?
I also went to Frankenstein's castle.
Frankenstein?
Frankenstein!
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bow and scene. So Cody's getting married in October. And we went out. We socialized a couple weeks ago. Cody and his fiance, my wife and I, and we were out. And something very flattering, honoring, and troubling happened all at the same time. Roger, Cody asked, Cody and his fiance, mm-hmm. and I know it wasn't just Cody's idea because she actually started, they asked me to officiate their wedding.
What?
Yes, I am going to officiate. That's true, right? This isn't a big prank?
No, this is not a prank. Roger sounds
Roger
way...
Roger does not, yeah.
But I'm very suspicious about all this.
What?
I'm very suspicious about all
this. Are you upset we didn't ask you, Roger?
No, not at all. I was expecting to get asked to be the flower guy, but, you know.
Flower guy?
That's all right.
We'll see how you look in a nice frilly dress. We'll see. Thank you. I have any decision-making problem.
So wouldn't be the first time.
So Cody and his fiance asked me to if I would perform their wedding. And I was shocked at first and speechless. I was kind of speechless. I didn't know what to say.
You reacted about when I reacted when I was asked to officiate my friend's wedding.
Yeah, it was. And you've done a couple of these.
Just one.
Oh, just one? But you're ready at a moment's notice.
At a moment's notice. I've got my card and my wallet.
Well, so I said, you know, sure. I was looking at my wife and she was all excited and I think nervous too because she's like, oh boy. But. So I'm honored. And then I mentioned it to my mom. I said, hey, Cody asked me to perform at his wedding. And I figured my mom, being old school Catholic, was going to go, that doesn't seem right at all. She was like, oh, my God, that is such an honor. That's unbelievable. Because my brother had one of his friends perform his wedding, and it went very well. And, you know, I've seen a couple others like that. And Cody let me ask this, though. The wedding you performed, they still together?
They are.
They are, okay. So
expecting their first child.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. It's legal. So, Roger, why are you suspicious about this?
Well, I didn't know that you were ordained in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not yet, but hang on.
Roger, did you listen to your own tease?
Did you listen to the tease? This is all happening.
I listened to the tease.
It's happening.
I thought it already happened.
No, we're going to get ordained momentarily.
Oh, I haven't gotten married yet. You've got to save the date.
How is it going to cost you? You got your credit card ready?
I do have my credit card ready. It's not till the very end of the ordination. So I said to Cody, all right, how do I do this? First of all, I have always joked, and you remember when you were performing your wedding, I threw a lot of shade because just making fun, like, oh my God, this can't be legal. But it's all legal. I checked it out. It's legal. Once we do this, then I'm going to be an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm.
which opens so many other doors.
Really?
So many doors.
This opens, it's almost a Pandora's box, it opens.
You can just hang the shingle out there and they'll be flocking.
I'm going to do every Sunday night. I'll perform weddings right here on Michigan Avenue.
That would be awesome.
Talk to Sarah. Call promotions at WGN Radio. Tell them you want Brian Noonan's wedding package. And I'm sure they'll work on some sponsorships. Maybe we'll get you a nice pizza. Who knows? But, you know,
a five-minute interview on the air.
Right, start hunting sales right now. I'm sure they're going to be very happy with me. All right, so I am going to be a minister, and this is your church as well, Cody, the Universal Life Church.
It's the one that I'm ordained in.
The one that you're ordained
in.
It says we are all children of the same universe. So begin your, and I like it, right at the top of the page. There's no guessing. Begin your free ordination.
Because you're on the website now.
I am on the website right now. Should we give the website out? I don't want to cause a lot of traffic. I don't want people rushing.
You don't want to crash the site.
Yeah.
I don't want to crash the site.
Well, people can follow along at home.
Yeah, you follow
along. I think we
should. All right, then go ahead.
It's UL, what is it?
ULC.org.
ULC.org. UniversalLifeChurch.org. So ULC.
ULC. So now I'm going to start filling this out. You're going to have to do some talking because you've watched me try to type and talk at the same time. Do not include titles and please capitalize correctly. Oh, boy.
Now you're going to take a couple hours to
do that. Well, this could be, and they don't require your middle initial, but there's a space for it. I'm going to go with my middle initial.
You're going to do that in case there's
another Brian Noonan out there that's been ordained.
We know there's a Brian Noonan who's on Broadway. We know there's a former Blackhawk named Brian Noonan.
Yeah.
So I don't want these guys, all of a sudden people hounding them to do weddings when it should be me doing the weddings,
Come into your business.
Right. That's. Yeah, my business. I'm gonna get a van.
You
and we're just gonna drive around. Trust me. I'm gonna get some of that whiteout tape on my WGN card. Host, and then underneath it'll say ordained minister. Maybe. Oh, you know what? You know how I get more airtime with this?
What?
I take over one of those Sunday morning religion shows. Cody, we tape one.
Yes.
Yes. Cody and I recorded, and they have to play it because the FCC requires them to play.
A certain percentage of time must be given to that. Yeah.
So we are good. That's how it's going to work.
And we are both ordained ministers.
We're both ordained ministers. Oh, my God. This is, I can't believe
it. What is this world coming
this
to?
This is going to be phenomenal.
what
state are we in? Confusion? Illinois.
State of Illinois. So you go to the website, and for those not following along at home, there is a giant purple button that says begin your free ordination. So Brian clicked
that's
that,
what I'm doing.
And now he's filling out a field, first, last name, email, country, state, choose a pastor.
So this is like all over the world.
All
you
over the world.
This.
Sure. Well, oft times when I'm on vacation, I run a little short of cash.
Yeah.
So I can work a side hustle. That's
there
what the kids call it.
Yeah.
I'll work a side hustle marrying people.
Mm-hmm.
I certify that I am over the age of 13.
Check that box.
What? 13?
Who is getting married by a 13-year-old?
It's either cutting grass.
Are there a lot of people
that dog sitting or performing marriages?
We have
as
to come
a 13-year-old.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with a good business plan too. The price point for the weddings and things.
Well, it depends where it's being done.
That's true.
You got to cover your expenses.
Well, if you want to fly me out to a destination wedding. I'm there.
It also depends on how much of it you have to write.
Right. I'm sure if you're hiring me to do your wedding, you want a little Brian in there.
I'll give you like a general outline. We'll say, all right, well, here's where my sister will do a reading. Here's where, X or Y happen.
Well, now, Brian, with all the stage work he does, are you going to have like audience participation?
Well, you always try to get the audience involved.
Yeah.
The congregants, as I like to call them, Roger, the congregants.
Oh, I see.
I don't call them an audience then.
Okay.
When we're doing religious ceremonies, they're the congregants.
Well, when you're setting your salary, your price.
Hold
point.
On, I have to. Oh, wait a second. Oh. I let me submit my ordination request.
Are you
and
done
it's
already?
Send me any, well, sure. Yeah, it's like
God, that was quick.
It is quick.
Makes
it even more suspicious, isn't it? Don't
yeah.
it? Please fill out the form above completely. I got that. Legal requirements, I checked on that already. Respect your privacy, will not share your information with any third parties. That's not good. They won't email me unless I subscribe to the newsletter. That's good. By submitting this form, you agree that you are over the age of 18, over 13 rather.
13, yeah.
Again, 13. Only valid legal names and addresses will be accepted. So I can't get ordained under my Big Poppy name.
No,
you can't do
Big Daddy Spank.
You can't do the Cadillac of Caterers.
Vinnie Black.
Vinnie Black isn't gonna.
Oh, that would make man. That's how I bump my fee up at the theater too. Listen, I could do weddings too.
Yeah,
I could actually do the
wedding.
I could pretend to be. Oh, what a prank! I could pretend to be marrying Tony and Tina, and they don't know they're legally married.
Oh.
Bigamists!
Every night,
I have submitted my ordination request.
What
does
it
say?
Let's
see what happens. Ooh.
You got it?
Welcome to the congregation.
Yeah.
As of today, you are now an ordained minister. Order official documents. Should I order some official documents?
You've got to have documentation.
I saw they, of course, they have also, and it's got my name on there. That's pretty.
I ordered the car. The basic package is like $30.
Yeah, that's fine.
I looked,
there's some that have, there's some on there that you get nameplate.
You can get more deluxe packages.
You get one of those big panel trucks that drive down the street with the big signs on either side promoting your ability to do this now. For the advertising, do they have that package?
Does who have that package? This place? No, I don't think they. I don't think they care if celebrities are.
No, they give you like a certificate that looks like a diploma that you can frame and put up on your wall. I got the wallet card. You gonna do the whole package?
Minister store. I like that. Minister store.
I just got the wallet credential, and it's just got Universal Life Church.
I have to get the one that's suitable for framing. I'm gonna drop the $9.
Really?
Come on.
Time spender.
Come on.
I'm gonna
put it right next to my SIU diploma in my office.
Are you? This took you 4 minutes.
Exactly. About the same amount of time I put into my bachelor's degree.
Wow.
Then Debbie's going to grad school to get her master's. I'm going to go get my Doctor of Metaphysics certificate. How long is that going to take me? That's $32.99. I think they just give it to you if you pay the $32.99. That might be nice.
Is that the same church?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like being a priest, then becoming a bishop, then becoming the cardinal, then becoming the pope.
I got you.
So I'm, maybe I bust up to Doctor of Metaphysics.
Then I demand that everybody call me doctor.
Everybody has to call me doctor.
Dr. Brian.
Yep, Dr. Brian.
Did you see what is included in the ordination package?
I'm going to click on the ordination package.
Because you're going to like the fourth item.
Oh.
Let's see. Ordination package.
But I'll let you go through all the items. You got to click it.
God.
What?
All right, so here you'll see if you can guess, Roger, which thing I'm going to like the most.
Okay, go ahead.
Here, this package contains the official legal ordination credentials verifying your status as a minister of the Universal Life Church Monastery. I'm not going to a monastery. Well, I kind of live in a monastery now, so it's not going to be much of a change. Anyway, my ordination credential, which is my minister license, which I'm going to need. One wallet license, one black clergy badge, one parking hanger, so I can park anywhere.
Yeah, I say the hanger.
And just say that I'm here on religious business.
Yeah.
I have to, yes. A press pass parking placard. I wonder if that'll work at the UC when I go to a Hawks game. Clergy? What? Yep, clergy. Yes, sir. Father? No, not really. Rabbi? No, not really. Pastor? Getting closer.
Well, you can apply for clergy state license plates now. You
one ULC bumper sticker with symbols and a minister bumper sticker.
Nah, because people rip it off.
No, I'm not putting the bumper sticker on. I want the license.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to add the protective sleeve for my wallet. My wallet license.
Wait, what? Protective sleeve?
$2.99 protective sleeve.
You do not need a protective sleeve. I've got my...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and laminate it.
Hold on.
There you go.
I have mine in my wallet. I will show it to you. I've had it in here for 5 years, and it's in perfect shape. You do not need to laminate it.
Well, okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Wait, maybe I don't carry it around.
Yeah, see, you should. Now, can I perform last rites with this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Give you full religious responsibilities?
Well...
Was it just for weddings?
Somebody says they've been from the 6 year old been ordained by ULC for years. Did it just to tick off my holier than thou ex wife? Worked like a charm. There you go.
Now she's the ex wife.
There's some religious lunatic who's texting me all kind of threatening things, which is nice.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't see any of that.
I'll read it to you after.
Oh, great.
All right. So, yes, so I'm not going to all order these packages at home, because now that I know I don't have to enter my credit card number on this work computer, that's probably the best move. So I'll get it. I like that ordination package. That's pretty much the basic. I'm going to hang that thing when I come to the wedding.
You bet.
I'm going to hang it. People go, where's his car? Oh, he's out there. That will make... I'm going to do it everywhere we go with Debbie. Just to, even if I'm parked as far away from where we have to be as possible, so people will go, holy cow, they make the minister park way out here? That doesn't seem right. But just think, if you ever go to a funeral, you can get a good, you get right to the front of the line.
Yeah.
You don't have to mess around. It doesn't really say,
what else you can do?
It just, basically, this is just to perform weddings.
So I never had to present any documentation to anyone.
Even when you didn't, like, with the license or
anything?
Even
when I dropped off the paperwork at the state office. Because what happens is, so you're going to have to sign my marriage certificate.
I know. How frightening is that?
That's terrifying. I need you to make sure that the eye in Brian is a little heart or a smiley face or something.
I'll put the smile. I'll put eyes in the A. I'll put a heart over the A.
However you want to do it. But when I went down, they gave me the marriage certificate and then one or two other pieces of paperwork, put in an envelope, said, Cody, sign this, and please bring it down to the Thompson Center. So yeah. I bring it to the Thompson Center, and I walk in, and I hand it to this lady, and she's like, it's a marriage thing that I signed or whatever. And she goes, okay, thanks, and just kind of takes it, and I go, do I not get, like, a receipt or anything? And I didn't. So I just handed some random woman in the Thompson Center behind the counter all their paperwork, and I walked away. And I texted my friend, and I said, well, I think you're officially married now. I don't really know, and I have no proof that this happened.
So I'll have to take this down and drop it off.
I don't know if you have to.
Something will have to.
I think I did.
Yes, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, because as my mom said, this is a big honor. You better take it seriously.
You know, I'm glad your mom told you that because I, you know, we all know that you wouldn't have had any idea otherwise.
That's not true.
Well, I know it's not.
No, it was. I was very shocked. I was very shocked. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll see. Maybe I'll upgrade packages. And So if Roger said, Roger, you said responsibilities. He thinks it is humorous.
No, I don't.
No, I think it's humorous. I don't think performing Cody's wedding is humorous. That's a very serious thing. I think me getting ordained here in 30 seconds is kind of funny.
I think the humor is in the fact that it does take 4 minutes to become ordained, and you have to check a box that says you're over
13. I'm not 13, and, you know, and now I legally can perform weddings in this all over.
Right, and I don't consider the whole thing farcical because it's my wedding, which I am taking rather seriously.
Yes, as am I. You saw how panicked I was after honored. I was panicked because the last thing I want to do is screw up somebody's wedding.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I'm not going to go up there and do knock-knock jokes, or I'm not going to tell the Johnny Carn porn.
Johnny Carn porn?
We're not going to talk about carnival porn at your wedding. I'm not, as much as I've already written 20 minutes on it, I'm not doing it.
You also don't want to do all of this and then have it not be official.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, this is a serious thing. It's funny that you can do it in no time.
Right.
And that if I'm 14, I could have done it.
Right.
You know, so right now, 14-year-olds all over are getting ordained, so when they go to when they go back to school in the fall, they can do some crazy stuff on the playground. I just got ordained. Somebody is we'll find out the legal definition. Somebody said, "What is the legal definition?" We'll ask Karen. That's a good question for Karen. We'll start off by asking. Remind me. We'll ask Karen what if there's a legal definition of being ordained.
Nice transition, Brian.
Thank you, Cody. According to this, I'm hashtag ordained. According to the Universal Life Church. Now I have not received my email yet, but
confirmed then yet. It's not official.
No, it is.
Is there a click to tweet button?
Yes.
Yes.
I can post it on Facebook. Sure, we could tweet it. We'll tweet it after that I'm now ordained and open for business.
Well, I can't tweet.
I'll do it. And then, of course, it's official. Welcome to the congregation. As of today, you are now an ordained minister.
Oh.
Then it's a copy of my credentials. And then they send you right to the store to start shopping. To get all your stuff.
Well, you need the proof, because, you know.
I'm debating about wearing some sort of ministerial garb to the wedding. Flowing robes.
Ooh, a robe?
You know, maybe I get Jafar's robes. Because the show will be closed by then.
Ooh.
maybe I get the Jafar's old hand-me-downs.
My fiancé does like Aladdin.
What if I married you as Jafar?
Would I have to dress like Aladdin
now? No, and I would play it completely straight. There's no joking about it.
You would put a
magic carpet underneath them, though. They'd have to walk onto the
I would welcome them to a whole new world, though, after they got, when I pronounced them man and wife.
All right, your outfit can be no more outlandish than mine, but keep in mind I'm still hunting for a tux with a cape.
A tux with a cape?
If anybody has a lead on a tuxedo with a cape, let me know.
Are you going to be are you going kilty or no kilt?
No kilt. Just a cape. Right. Just very, you know, kind of turn of the century kind of style.
Yeah, you could, Brian. With you could do a Professor Snape kind of flowing robe, all in black.
No, see, now you're going to get people all again. I'm going to be dressed very conservatively.
That's what it is, conservative.
Slytherin, Roger. I'm Gryffindor. Shut up.
You're Gryffindor?
Oh, of course I'm Gryffindor. I'm not Hufflepuff.
I like Hufflepuff.
I'm not Hufflepuff.
All right, that's...
I just saw some. Fred's been hanging on. Hi, Fred.
Yes, tell Cody needs a top hat, too, to go with the cape. But
oh,
anyway,
sure. And a walking stick.
A number of years ago, one of the guys I worked with invited me to his wedding, and it was kind of interesting because he was married in a Buddhist temple by a monk.
Oh, cool.
And after the ceremony, he went to the monk and said, here, I'll mail that for you. I'll put the postage on it. I'll do you a favor and mail it. And the monk said, fine. Handed him the marriage license. He never mailed it in.
What?
He never mailed the license in. I left the company, and I don't know. This was a number of years ago. I don't know what the eventual outcome of that was, but he told me, he says, no, I just tore it up.
Wow. How long were they married when you left the company? A while? Had they stayed married for a while?
Maybe a year or so.
All right. And it didn't even, wow. Well,
how would she know? How would you, if you went to the minister, you got married, Brian, and you said to the minister, hey, I'll mail that for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got a copy of our marriage. We must have a copy of our marriage license. I think I've seen one in the little strong box safe that we have.
Yeah, you have to go downtown and get a copy, I think.
Yeah, I'll do that. Listen, I'll do that for Cody, Fred. He deserves it.
You know,
especially because I'm coming in dressed as God only knows what I'll be wearing. Fred, thank you for the call. Now, again, before people get all upset, because you know, Cody, now there's going to be a raft of emails and tweets, and especially when I tweet out that I'm now open for business. That makes it sound a little more...
We've tweeted that before, but it was a different context.
Right, exactly. That's why I don't want to confuse people.
You get in a lot of trouble for that one time.
No, man. I didn't hear the end of it. For months, I kept hearing... Oh, man. Debbie was on me nonstop. All right, listen. Karen Conti is going to be coming in a couple minutes. She'll tell us if there is a legal definition of ordination, but again... just so you know, we've received many inquiries from people about this question. Is the Universal Life Church ordination legal? Yes. Yes. Online ordination is completely legal, and legality grants you all the rights and privileges of becoming a minister. You heard it, baby. So there we go. That's it. Well, I'm excited. Are you excited? Your minister sits before you.
Is now a minister. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. We also got some clarification via text on the last rites.
Okay.
So apparently only a priest or bishop can perform the sacrament of last rites, but a lay person can provide the Eucharist to a dying person.
Okay.
But that's under the Catholic directive, and other religions may have their own rules.
Well, that's probably true. We haven't started our own religion.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. But once we're doing the Sunday morning show, who knows?
Oh, man. Sunday mornings will never be the same. Get ready for Brian and Cody in the morning.
That's right. See you later, Lutheran Hour. It's time for the Brian and Cody religious hootenanny. All right, let's do this. Then it's news time.